Hey everyone, I really hope you get a chance to listen to Pastor Rosh's sermon from this week, because it's all about a guy who went camping. Now, I actually have recently heard about some people who are stuck in their houses and are doing inside camping, and so I set up a little inside camping place of my own here. Check this out. We've got a little camping area set up in the Wardell house. And we got this one, which has a nice squishy pillow. And we got this one, which has a rock. And this is where we can, you know, binge watch our Netflix documentaries and lay in the living room. Which one would you rather sleep in? This pillow or this rock? This one's squishy and this one is hard. You know, that's kind of a crazy question, right? We would all choose the soft pillow, but the story from Pastor Rosh's sermon talks about a man who went camping, and you'll never guess which one he chose. He chose to sleep on a rock. Here's what it says. It says that Jacob left Beersheba and set out for Haran, and when he reached a certain place, he stopped for the night because the sun had set, and he took one of the stones there and put it under his head and lay down to sleep. He used a rock as a pillow, but guess what? The rock, that was not the worst thing about Jacob's stay at that place. The worst thing was he had a fight with his brother. And he was running. And he wasn't sure if God would protect him. He wasn't sure if his brother would ever love him again. He wasn't sure of what was going to happen. So you know what he did? He just went to sleep. And God sent him a dream. And in the dream, God sent him some very, very important words. This is what God said to him in the dream. I am with you, and I will watch over you wherever you go. Did you hear what he said? That God isn't just in one place, but God would watch over him wherever he went. And then God said, I will never leave you. What an amazing promise from God. You know, what do you think Jacob was feeling after he heard God's promise? Well, he was probably really excited, right? He was afraid of his brother. He had a stone for a pillow, but he knew that God would be with him. You know, then when Jacob woke up, he did something pretty cool. He took the stone where he was sleeping and he set it up as a pillar. And you know what he called the place? House of God. It's where God lives. And you know what? This is my house. This is where I live. That's where we cook our meals. This is where we watch our TV shows. This is where we do our work over here. This is my house, and your house probably looks different. But you know what? God has made you the same promise he made Jacob. No matter how scared you are, no matter how mad you get at your brother, no matter how crazy your life gets, he said, I will be with you. And I will never leave you, and I will watch over you. That means that this house right here with the big pillow of a rock, that's God's house. God lives here. And it means that your house, no matter what you sleep on, no matter where your bedroom is, no matter if you've been camping or if you're in your bedroom, your house is the house of God too. Let's say a prayer thanking him for that. Dear God, thank you for promising to be with us. Thank you for making our house your house. And help us to always remember that you will always protect us and never leave us. Amen. Hey, after you push pause on this video and close it out, why don't you talk about this question with the other people? Ask yourselves this. How does Jesus and his love show that God loves me? Have fun talking about that. We'll see you next week.